He had it. Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome.
Here we go.
Let's do
it. Website, WIRX.com.
Yeah, take a break from Pornhub and go to WIRX.com instead. Also, make sure you download our free WIRX app.
Let's not go that far. Just open up a new tab. You can always go back to your Pornhub.
Yeah, there's no, don't be foolish. It'll mess up the algorithm if you close out, you know? It'll mess up your Pornhub algorithm if you close
just make
out.
Make sure the wife's sleeping. It's still a little early. She's probably going to sleep in a little bit, so just open up a new tab.
That's right.
Incognito.
That's
incognito.
Right. And actually, you know, it's smart, too. If you have the WIRX website open, you can switch over to it real quick if she comes down and surprises you.
Didn't know you were up, honey.
I'm sorry.
What were you watching there?
If she's holding the frozen banana, though, don't worry about it. She's down to call.
The wife is up. Hey, you know what? I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Has Kiki ever walked in on you?
Oh, yeah. She's caught me before.
Doing the solo D?
Doing the old turkey jerk? Yeah. She's caught me before.
What is she? She almost caught me
yesterday, to be honest. Boy.
Really?
It was close.
How did she react?
I think she just kind of like, it was like, oh. And then she turned around and walked the other way. It was the best possible scenario that could have happened.
Is it just make believe? Is this just a thought in every guy's brain that if you do get caught, like all of a sudden your wife is just going to undress and just go nuts on you?
But no,
that never happens. It doesn't.
No, maybe like earlier on in our relationship when we were still courting each other, but now she probably wouldn't even pay mind to it. She'd probably just be like, when you're done, the gutters need to be cleaned out. And I'd be like, okay. You know, like it would probably just, or she'd laugh. She might laugh at me. I don't know.
Like she doesn't even notice. She just walks in and turns the TV on.
Just whatever.
Eating popcorn.
What's that noise?
Oh, God. So bad.
Oh, my God. Anyway, how do we get on that? Oh, yeah.
And then here's another thing. Why can't us guys walk into a room once in a while and, walk in on it? Is it not? Does it just never happen?
I think women are way more discreet about it than us. I mean, honestly, I can hunch over, you know, I can brace one arm on the bathroom sink and be good to go in a minute. You know,
I'm pretty sure my wife has like a bomb shelter she goes to underneath the house. There's a
freezer full of bananas
down there.
It's her bunker.
There's a couple things that my wife does that I know she does. You never see it. I have no idea when it happens.
Yep.
No idea how many times it does. It happens.
Oh, it happens.
She is like Batman when it comes to it. And I think you know what the few things are.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What anniversary are you guys celebrating this year? Three?
Yeah, three.
Three? Wait till five. Five, then you'll know everything. And you're not going to want to know, Hunter. You're not going to want to know. There's going to become a point where it's just going to be too comfortable. And you're going to be like, you remember when you were cute and secretive and I didn't know about all this? That's the time you're going to reminisce about.
So in two more years, there's going to be a morning where my wife wakes up and she nudges me and she says, hey. Let me come show you this bomb shelter that I've had for the past 10 years.
No, she'll never show you that. She doesn't want to give you a compliment. But everything else, though. Everything else.
This is where everything happens.
This is where the magic happens. All right, let's do your morning dump for guts. That all started because we said, hey, go to our website, WIRX.com.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump. That septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Let's say you've already blown through all 7 episodes of Tiger King on Netflix, all right?
Man.
Which is, by the way, the most ridiculous show.
I got through like one and a half, I think.
You finish it. It's crazy. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier.
No.
For the win, put together a list of 34 games you should consider playing while you're doing your best to be stuck inside. So you're done watching TV. You want to play some games. At the top of the list are heavy hitters like God of War, Red Dead Redemption, Grand Theft Auto. But they also included some lighter stuff like Super Mario, Spider-Man, Animal Crossing. What the hell is Animal Crossing, by the way?
No idea.
Is it a Facebook thing?
It's probably pretty good because if it's on that list, it's probably being played a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a lot of stuff like on Reddit that has to do with Animal Crossing. I don't know. But, sometimes you take a break because you just get tired of binge watching stuff. So you got to change it up. So
I'm not getting paid by Xbox by saying this or PlayStation because I think PlayStation's doing the same thing now. For Xbox, it's called the Game Pass.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a certain amount of money a month, which isn't really a lot of money a month. But they give you like 200 plus games to choose from. And it's everything from like indie games to newer games to games that are a few years old that were really good that, you know, they could release. So it's if you got some time and you're getting sick of your games that you are putting into your system, check that out.
Nice. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, if you don't want to do video games, if you don't want to do TV, how about this? It's called the Hell Puzzle. A Japanese company created a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that is completely blank.
I've seen this. I think it's circular, too. And I believe the edges, there are no edges. So, like, the piece, you know what I'm saying? So you can't find the edge pieces.
You can't even do the edges, yeah. The box reads, "Please do not buy this if you are a beginner. 18 years and up, the great king of hell has arrived."
Yeah, that's dude, puzzles are hard enough.
Dude, they are. Kiki's she got a couple. She got like a mix box. It has six different puzzles. There's a 2-200, 2-300, and 2-500. Mm-hmm. Dude, she just got done with the 200 ones, and that I thought she was gonna flip the table over in a fit of rage. Dude, they're tough, man.
I here's the greatest idea ever. You know that old troll meme with that troll face that
used
to see in memes all the time? Let's make a puzzle with that face on it, and then every puzzle box comes with a missing piece.
Oh, God. Why?
So at the very end of it, you know, you're looking for the piece, and you're like, where the hell? There's no more piece. Oh.
Yeah.
And you look at the puzzle, and it's that troll face looking at you.
And it's right in the middle, too, where everyone will notice it.
Right.
We've already dealt with that. We're working on this one, and there's like a bird on this one part. And we're like, what? We found out the orange pieces. This is impossible. It's missing pieces. Everyone who does a puzzle at some point goes, it's missing pieces.
Here's the thing, too.
It's the only thing you can say.
If you have a cat, just don't get a puzzle.
No.
Just don't do it.
Nope.
The cat will bat those pieces around your entire house.
They'll
There's
hide
always
them.
One.
They'll hide them behind the couch or in the litter box. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, there you go. Drive yourself nuts.
Tell her to up it up from 200 pieces, for God's sake.
I don't know. She barely got through that, man. She's pretty, not smart. Let's be honest.
The morning.
Good morning. 724 Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
How the hell are you? Huh?
How the hell are you? Anyway, 724. We'll check out your forecast in a little bit. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light seltzer. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Once all this craziness is over, you're out on your boat, just hanging out, maybe on the beach, hanging out. Well, not this beach here because we don't drink on the beach, but you know what I'm saying. You can have a Bud Light seltzer. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. All the flavors. What do you got for sports?
All right, last night, marble racing, the yellow ball.
He's so stupid. It's so dumb. Oh, God.
The NCAA decided to grant winter sports athletes or not to grant winter sports athletes, including basketball players, an extra year of eligibility due to the coronavirus. Yep, sorry. It's not happening, and you're not going to get it back. Division I Council announced this on Monday. Winter sports were not included in the decision. The statement said, council members declined to extend eligibility for student athletes in sports where all or much of their regular seasons were completed. So if you played a few games of your sport and you're in college and the coronavirus canceled all of that, you're done. You don't get the rest of that back. So
that's a bummer, man. That's a bummer for, you know, especially the seniors. And I think about this year, too, not to bring everyone down. But, you know, I have thought about that. You know, you think about the memories that a lot of us have from high school and high school sports, senior year, you know, and a lot of that got you know, kind of canceled for some kids. And that's a bummer, man. There's really that's all you can say about
how
it.
How many
sucks.
Of us How many of us still talk about our glory days? I think every guy listening right now loves to talk about their high school or college glory.
No, Hunter, you never bring up your high school.
Never. Never. I never scored 20. But, you know, imagine that taken away from you. So the rest of your life, you know, your glory day speech is going to be, you know, I played two games and it was stolen from me.
Yeah.
And then you're going to look off into the distance and everything's going to be quiet and everybody's going to start crying.
It's all because somebody ate a bat. I didn't get to play my final year of football or whatever. So.
Seriously, though.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I mean, I get it, though. We understand, you know, it's kind of crazy. We got to look at the big picture, and I know there's probably a lot of people just not want this to happen, but it's, you know, it's happening, you know, because, I mean, if you bring everyone back, they come back and play. I mean, it's just going to cause, I think, a ripple effect, and so who knows?
Just think about that, man. Hanging the jersey up, and you're not even halfway through a season. Just boom, snap of a fingers. Give me your jersey. You're done for the rest of the year. That thinking back in high school and how passionate we were on sports, and how much we loved it and doing it, man.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to keep up to date on that and what's going on, if there's any changes, if they decide to update it, or if there's some other coping mechanism. But there you go. Is that all you got for us?
That's all I got this morning, man.
All right, there you go. That's your sports, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Where's Blee? Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's the Plan B Morning Show, 7:34, Brock Hunter. So dumb.
So yeah, they're just kind of waiting on Bam, man. Jackass 4 in the works.
I can't
Paramount
believe it.
Signed on.
I can't believe it. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Crazy. You know? I don't think they should do it. I don't think they should do it. I really don't.
I think it's time. I think this would be a good time for the last. I think it'll be good.
Got a weird noise. Everything is like falling apart right now. I'm listening to you, but my computer shut off for no reason, and it won't load back up. Hey, there's weird humming into my headphone. What the F is going on? Seriously, it's been loading forever. Well, anyway, I think we can still get to it. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
All right. Considering that you have all of the basic necessities to survive. So you have all of that. If you could be quarantined anywhere in the world, where would you pick? You know, we're stuck. And I kind of bring this up, too, because, you know, recently Tom Hanks made the announcement that, okay, he tested positive for COVID-19. So him and his wife, Rita, were stuck in Australia. Mm-hmm. Now, more than likely, they probably had a pretty sweet setup in Australia. I'm guessing they weren't just staying like, you know, at the Best Western. They probably had a pretty nice deal, you know. And so for 2 weeks they're stuck there, and that doesn't sound too bad. You imagine being on a nice coastal town, a nice retreat in Australia. So if you had all the necessities to survive, where would you be quarantined?
Is the pool at the Red Roof Inn open?
No, it's never open because it should never be a thing. ever.
I was thinking about this one, man, and there's like a lot of outdoor locations that I'm thinking about. And I can't put my finger on one of them, so I think I'm going to go with this one for now. And this is until I think of something better. But did you ever watch Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory?
Yeah, of course, of course.
You know, maybe that building would be an absolute... It would be awesome.
You know what?
Just be quarantined inside of that warehouse of just activities.
That's not a terrible answer at all. I was not expecting much from you, Hunter. And that's actually a great idea.
You know?
That's a great, I mean, that'd be a great spot. You have all the fun stuff you can horse around and do.
He's got everything in there.
Yeah.
Man. Ramps, hoops, go-karts. It's just anything you can think of.
Now,
riding ranges.
Would that Chanel girl be there? Because I think that'd be fun for like a week, and then I would be like, all right, she needs to go.
Now, is Chanel there? Is Chanel there laughing, or is she just there?
Just there in maybe a skimpy outfit. If she's not saying, if she's not speaking or laughing, yes, send your worst sexist emails to Brock@WIRX.com. But unless you know this woman, you don't understand. Honestly, Hunter, that's a great idea. I think that's a great spot to be stuck in. It really, really is. All right. Well, I got to top that. That's going to be tough to do. That's going to be real tough to do.
Good luck, bro.
Good luck, bro. I mean, honestly, I think you kind of know where I would be. I'd be up in the UP. Uh-huh. I would be all the way up in the middle of the UP on some body of water in my little camper, just right there. I would be so happy. I could just go out and fish and hunt and ride a dirt bike, and that's all I would need.
This isn't far-fetched, Brock. You could really do this.
I know I could. And honestly, like, there's a part of me, it's like, I wonder if I could I take the phone up there, though? I don't think the internet is that good. That's the only bad part.
How about this? So since you've been going to the studio the whole time, we got to get permission. If we Lysol down and I get checked and I'm fine and I'm good, I feel great. I feel fantastic. Uh-huh. For like 3-4 days, you go up to the UP and I'll give you the equipment, you broadcast, and I'll run the board.
Instead of 3-4 days, how about 3 months? How about that?
How about you kiss my aunt?
She's kidding. This is BS, man. I got to keep coming in here. But that's what I would do. I think anywhere where I could just be out in nature, you know, just basically I'd like to go camp somewhere awesome for 3 months. That'd be dope. That'd be pretty cool. So
it's pretty good. I like that.
I like your answer too, though. I'm very impressed. Usually you don't get it until about the third break, but you crushed it today.
I would have that little dog pulling me around on a skateboard.
It'd be perfect. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Assuming you have all the necessities, basic necessities to survive, if you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you pick? We got more when we come back. Stick around. Good morning. 744, Brock Hunter.
Footlong. Who got the footlong?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Assuming you have all of the basic necessities to survive, all right? So you got your water and your food. What?
Spell that. Necessities.
Dude, I tried doing this yesterday. N-E-C-C-E. I don't know. I can't. I'm terrible at spelling, all right? I'm pretty, not smart. Anyway, let's take a phone call. If you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you pick to be quarantined? I think, maybe, if I got this. Hello? Hello? WIRX, hello?
Hey, I'm calling about the subject of the day.
Yeah. Where would you be quarantined?
A library.
A library?
Well, because they have internet, they have movies, they have books, and you said we could have all the supplies we need, right?
That's a very thought out answer. I was thinking maybe you're going to come at me with something totally ridiculous, but that's a very well thought out answer.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you need to be entertained. And even though books are kind of, you know, books, but like I said, they always have internet, they have movies there, they got, you know.
You'd be sad, man.
If you had kids, they got kids' books, they got all kinds of kids' activities there.
And if you're needing some alone time, they have National Geographic, so you're good to go.
That's right.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, bye.
Not sure about that one, Brock.
No, well, you don't. I thought that was a very well thought out answer.
Yeah, I got the internet. I got movies. I got everything right here in my basement. I don't need to go no effing library. I didn't even know those things still existed.
They're still around. Yes, I thought it was a very thoughtful thought out answer. So I'm going to go with it. I think it's good.
It's too quiet. Too quiet.
Just too quiet. That'd be nice. Yeah. You know, kind of calm. You know, be good. I like, we got some great answers on Facebook. Carrie said, Florida, all I need is sunshine and a pool. Have you ever listened to this show in WTF of the day? Carrie, that's a terrible idea. Florida, where all the psychos are?
You know, maybe she's looking for entertainment, though.
I guess.
Because that's the place to go.
That is. That is the place to go for psychos. Let's see. Diane said a secluded island in the Florida Keys. All right. If you got your own island, I would take that. Lee had a good one, just in the woods with a lake, except for the perfect temperature out. I like that. That's good. You know, like middle of the summer, nice out, you know, bugs not too bad.
See, it's hard with the quarantine thing because everything's shut down. Like, yeah. Initially, I wanted to say, like, Universal Studios.
Yes.
But what? Nothing's happening.
Yeah, you don't got anybody there to operate the ride, so you're going to be screwed unless you got to learn yourself. All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook. You have all the basic necessities to survive. Where would you be quarantined if you could pick anywhere in the world? More when we come back.
7-WIRX, everything that rocks.
Danger zone! Danger zone! Danger zone! Anyway.
I mean, people do say you look like Tom Cruise.
Damn right they do. Don't you deny it. Don't you deny it. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. If you could be quarantined anywhere in the world, and just mind you, you do have all the necessities to survive, so you'll be all right. You'll be fine. If you could be quarantined anywhere, where would you be? Hunter, I think you had a great answer. You know, coming at it with the Dream Factory, whatever that is. I like
Fantasy
it.
Factory.
Fantasy
Rob
Factory,
Dyrdek.
That's it. Let's see. Jason said inside a locked Walmart alone. That way I could eat ice cream while riding a bike nude without being kicked out this time. That's fair.
You know, there's a lot of stuff you can do in Walmart. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Nicholas actually said Walmart. Now hear me out. Video games, movies, beds, bikes, you name it. They got it. That's true.
Hey, didn't we do a story on somebody that actually did that? Didn't they, like, live on top of a Walmart for, like, a year or something?
Something like that.
In the attic, and they used all of the stuff in the store to survive for, like, a year?
Honestly, if you're going to do it, and if it's a 24-hour Walmart, I mean, you just look like you're shopping when you're actually...
So you're quarantined to Walmart, Brock. What's the first section you go to? What's the first thing you do?
I would probably go to the deli section and make myself a nice artisan sandwich.
and then
I would go over to the furniture section, grab a chair or some kind of recliner and and then I'd go over to the electronics and sit there and eat my sandwich and watch TV.
I think I would go to, I think I'd put on a pair of Velcro shoes right off the bat for comfort-wise.
Yeah, comfort-wise, of course. Of course. Yeah, you want to be comfortable. You want to be right. Comfortable. You're an idiot. Let's take a couple phone calls. Where would you be quarantined if you could be quarantined anywhere in the world? WIRX, hello.
Hello, I was calling about the question of the day.
Yeah, what do you got?
I say the deja vu. There's plenty of entertainment and there's food.
You know, and I'd expect that of other people, but not from you, ma'am. Not from you. All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
WIRX, hello.
Playboy Mansion, as long as I had 100 guests with me. Or, you know, like 100 of the women.
You know, you already got to worry about catching the coronavirus. You don't need another virus caught at the Playboy Mansion, for God's sakes. All right, man, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Yeah, you're playing a deadly game there. At the Playboy Mansion, that place
Someone's
is just filthy.
Yes, yeah. A deadly game.
You know what though? Is the Playboy Mansion still a thing since Hugh's dead?
It is still there. I think someone else bought it.
Really?
Yeah, I think someone else bought it.
Do they keep it the same, or do they turn it into like an auto parts store?
Either way, I hope they deep clean that son of a bitch. Look, like
it's not
top,
a car wash.
It's a car wash. Working at the car wash. All right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. Stick around. Rock